Hey, so Rod Sloan here with my review of day four of the Lord's Test match. And what a great day that was. England, first of all, take five prize Australian wickets, including the great Australian captain, Ricky Ponting. Ricky got 38 before he played on. And then Australia fight back. Michael Clarke, brilliant, 125. Brad Haddin, 80. I do like the way Brad Haddin bats. He's a real aggressive, in-your-face, fair dinkum Aussie, and I applaud that. I like that. So at stumps, Australia 313 for five. Can they win? I'm sure Dingo Dougie Jenner's getting very excited. He's thinking history beckons. Can I just remind Dingo Dougie that Tom Watson didn't win the Open? There's no place for romance in international sport. It ain't gonna happen, Dougie. If it does, I will buy you a first-class airfare back to Dingo Land, mate. Anyway, so that's my view. I think Australia have done really well, but I expected that. Some good defence and some cracking aggressive batting. We'd expect that from Australians, wouldn't we? So well done. Flintoff, I thought, bowled amazingly well today and was unlucky. And Jimmy Anderson bowled really well as well. So England bowled really well, Australia defended well and attacked well. Good luck to them. I think tomorrow England will wrap it up. I don't know, maybe by lunchtime. If we don't, it's going to get very, very tense. And Dougie Jenner's going to get very, very excited and he's going to be drinking more and more of those Fosters. But I still think England are going to win it tomorrow. And anybody who goes will see a historic day. So that's my view of where we are in the Test match. Boo, boo.